Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a very special Friday episode of Movie Geeks United. Why Friday? Well, we're taking part in a press junket today. This is the second time that Movie Geeks United has been asked to do this. And it's a special press junket in honor of the release on DVD of Dolph Lundgren's new film, Missionary Man, which if you're a fan of Dolph Lundgren, this is an action-packed, incredibly fun movie. And I can't wait to speak with him about it. We're waiting for his call. These press junkets generally take place in hotel rooms, either on the East or West Coast, L.A. or New York. And I think he's calling us from L.A. today. It's quite a grind, these press junkets. They just one reporter after another comes in and asks the same questions for hours on end. So hopefully, you know, we won't ask him, you know, something that he's already been asked a thousand times today. But we're very excited. Since we announced his arrival on the show today, we've been flooded with emails, and he's really make no doubt about it. He is a superstar. I mean, there are people all over the world that we've been hearing from, some of which might be in our chat room now. And if you're listening, you can log on to our chat room. You can submit questions through there, and feel free to do that. And I just want to let you guys know that my co-hosts for the day are not with me, but they'll be back Sunday evening at 6 p.m. Eastern for our regularly scheduled show. And my name is Jamie, and I am the co-host that you have today. I am flying solo. So I think our guest is on the line, so let's get it started. Since we first announced our guest for today's show, we've been flooded with emails from fans all over the world, from Denver to Romania. There's no doubt about it. Dolph Lundgren is an international movie star phenomenon. Making his big screen debut in 1985's James Bond adventure A View to a Kill, shortly before soaring to superstardom as Ivan Drago in Rocky IV, he's built a remarkable career and a string of films that make even the most jaded action fans salivate. Pictures like Masters of the Universe, Red Scorpion, The Punisher, Showdown in Little Tokyo. In recent years, this multi-talented actor has broadened his creative muscles by turning to writing and directing as well. In his fantastically entertaining new film, Missionary Man, Dolph pulls triple duty, not only writing and directing, but starring as writer, a mysterious loner with a taste for vengeance and a desire for justice who attempts to liberate a small town from a malicious oppressor. It is a tremendous pleasure to welcome to the show a true action cinema icon, Mr. Dolph Lundgren. Dolph, are you with us?
Yes. Thank you for that beautiful introduction. Thank you.
Well, you deserve it, absolutely. Thanks so much for being with us today. It's very exciting to have you on Movie Geeks United, so thank you so much.
My pleasure.
I want to start out by I read about your education and how you received a master's degree in chemical engineering from the University of Sydney, and then you were attending Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and you left after 2 years to pursue acting. Was that around the time that the acting bug first hit you, and what about acting made you feel so passionate about it that you knew that was what you wanted to do with your life?
I'd done some acting when I was in junior high, and then I got sidetracked in chemical engineering because my dad was an engineer and my older brother was an engineer, and I wanted to travel. I couldn't afford it, and I could get some scholarships by doing good in school. But then when I got up to MIT and I was kind of faced with the prospect of doing this for the rest of my life, I don't know, it didn't feel totally right. And I was doing a little modeling on the side and started doing a little bit of acting for some reason, and it was just something about acting, something creative and kind of passionate, and something I hadn't done before. I'd done sports and I'd done intellectual things in school, but I never really engaging myself, you know, on an emotional level. And
right.
And there was just also the adventure of Hollywood, and then the prospect of being in the movies. Everybody said I should try it, and I just took it on a went out on a limb and just went for it.
It was definitely worth it. I mean, your life has definitely been an adventure as a result. So have you always thought about writing and directing as well? Has that always been an ultimate goal of yours?
Not really. It's been in the back of my mind, but I've been busy working. I haven't really thought about it I'm not that much of a planner. I kind of just let things happen for some reason.
Right.
You would think as an engineer I'd be sort of like totally, you know, having my 10-year plan. But I don't. So, you know, I started helping out working on screenplays with different directors I worked with, and I had some ideas and they would think they were pretty good, so I'd work with a writer, I'd work directly with a director, and then, you know, one thing led to another, and a couple of years ago I was working with a director in London and on a script, and you know, he got sick, and the producers came to me and said, hey, how about you directing this picture? And I was like, well, that's a tall order. That's a difficult question. I asked my wife, and I was thought about it, and then I said yes, and didn't sleep for about a month because I didn't have any pre-production time, but it was a good experience. I really enjoyed it, and I realized that I kind of almost enjoy more telling a story and trying to affect the audience than actually being an actor and just being one color instead of being, you know, the one who paints the whole picture.
That's what I was wondering about, because obviously acting satisfies some creative instinct in you, and if writing and directing kind of stimulate different aspects of that for you.
Well, it definitely does. I mean, you're the one who it's your story. It's your version of telling the story to the audience, and I don't know exactly where it comes from, but I suppose it's some instinct that some people have. You just want to tell the story, whether it's in music or in a painting or with a film, and you know, you're trying to express yourself on some level, and then you'd like to affect and to affect the audience as well. As an actor, you're a little, you know, it's a nice experience to express yourself as an actor, but you're still a little bit limited, in my opinion, because you know you're only one color instead of being, like I said, the one who does the painting. So
yeah.
For me, it's a fresh start to have more responsibility and to be able to use more skills, not just the acting skill, but other skills to organize people and deal with technical matters and deal with the actors and deal with the budget. And it's just more challenging.
Well, you've certainly seen Stallone do it. You know, he's a triple threat, much like you are. But it has to be very daunting to wear those different hats. And are you always in jeopardy of one kind of the quality of one area kind of being sacrificed for the other? How do you maintain all three hats?
Well, you're right. Yeah, it is difficult. And I did see Stallone do it on my first picture, even though I was, you know, many years away from it myself, but I saw him coming in with a lot of preparation and determination, and a lot of people wanting him to fail, doing, you know, another Rocky picture, and he didn't. I mean, he did a good job on Rocky IV, and he's made a couple of cents even. But in my case, you do have to strike that balance where, you know, you as a director, your ultimate responsibility is to the producer to deliver the picture and to satisfy the fans, and you, that's kind of what's on your mind all the time, and also, you know, deliver on time and on budget. So what tends to happen is your acting comes in second. It's like, you know, you're doing everything else, and you got to walk in front of the camera, and like, damn, I'm going to act here, shit. You know, like, you know, and then you're up against some really good actor who's all prepared, and you're like, oh, man. What happens? You kind of learn to simplify things and just trust your instincts and not kind of complicated. And then you kind of also know that, you know, in post you can tweak it a little bit. And And that's my next step, I think, is to take a little more time to prepare myself as an actor so I feel a little more confident and can just leave it alone during the
shoot.
Otherwise, you tend to shortchange yourself.
Well, you mentioned actors, and you have fantastic performances in this movie. And talking about making a movie for your fans, I mean, this is a movie that your fans are going to eat up. It's fantastically entertaining. It's great fun. Tell me a little bit about it. What inspired you to write it, and tell our audience a little bit about the plot of the film.
Well, I wanted to make a Western. I love Westerns, and I always watched them since I was a kid. And so I had this idea of doing a modern Western on an Indian reservation, on an American Indian reservation, contemporary. Instead of using, instead of horses, I would use motorcycles. So that was kind of my, that was the kernel. That was my idea of the setting. And then I read this article in the New York Times about drug trafficking through Indian lands, how some bad guys use the reservations because it's very difficult to police them because the jurisdiction, it's, you know, local state police can't go in because it's like federal lands. The feds have to come in, but they're too far away. So it's very easy to smuggle drugs through some reservations. So I kind of came up with a story, you know, where a stranger rolls into town on a bike and he's there and he helps this Indian family against some bad guys. But yeah, as the story progresses, he realizes he's there for another reason. He's there for something that happened a long time ago, and it's about, like in old Westerns, revenge and redemption. And it has a little bit of a biblical theme as well.
It really deals with those timeless themes that you know, they're timeless for a reason. I mean, they have such dramatic weight to them. And it's a real special movie, and it has a unique look to it as well. And I was wondering what kind of thinking went into creating the actual look of the movie.
Well, I had sort of an idea of making it gritty and real from the beginning and not trying to glamorize the violence too much, making it pretty simple, the way any you know, a fight, something you could see happen in the street. I had, for budgetary reasons, I ended up shooting on Super 16, which gives it a kind of a grainy bit of a gritty look anyway. And then I thought that if I wanted to sort of strengthen that by, you know, in color correction, by going to desaturate the picture to make it even starker, so that you kind of have to work a little more as a viewer. It's not very, you know, the picture isn't necessarily inviting, so you have to sort of work a little bit as a viewer, not just for the story, but with the picture as well. So that's kind of my idea.
So Missionary Man, it releases on DVD. Does it release on DVD Tuesday the 22nd, or this coming Tuesday?
I believe so, yeah.
Tuesday the 22nd.
What's the 21st, I think it is. 21st, 22nd.
Yeah, Tuesday the 22nd on DVD shelves. I know your time is very brief with this, but I have to ask you a couple of these fan questions. I've been bombarded with them, and they're going to kill me if I don't get to them.
No, cool. No, great.
Sean wrote me, and he wants to know if two of your previous films, Renegade and Diamond Dogs, will be released on DVD soon.
Diamond Dogs, yes. I think it's coming out. Sony has that. Sony Screen Gems has that. It's coming out, believe, this year. And the other one, I don't know which one that he's talking about. Does he mean it's maybe Retrograde? That's the one he means. Retrograde.
Yes.
Yeah, that's come. I'm not sure about that one. What's going on with that one? But I'll try to find out.
But
but you know,
Karina wants to know if you have plans to return to Romania for a future film.
Return to where?
Romania.
Yes. I'd love to go to Romania. I may be in Bulgaria, as a matter of fact, for a picture. There's one film I like to direct that I can shoot in Eastern Europe. So I may be in Bulgaria, which is next door. Hopefully I can come and visit Romania as well, because there are a lot of great things to see there.
Well, give us a heads up, and we'll make sure that she knows, so she could be right there with you.
Thanks, appreciate it. Yeah, let her know.
What's next for you? I read that there's an Indiana Jones style adventure on the horizon for you. Is that what's next for you?
No. You know, I'm working on a script. I mean, I've got an acting gig just as an actor. You know, that I like to do just to hang out in a trailer and relax a little bit instead of running around working too much.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to take a bit of a break there, but I got a script I'm working on. It's about an assassin that I've been working on for a while. I like to sort of play a heavier character. It's an idea I've had for a couple of years, and I'm working on the script right now, and hopefully I can direct that sometime this year.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great. I know you have to wrap things up, but we have a caller. Let's take the caller, and then we'll let you off the hook, if that's
thanks,
okay.
Man.
Caller from 757 area code. Go right ahead.
Hey, Dolph. This is Jonathan Moody. How are you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks, man. Yeah, good to hear from you.
I was just wondering, what do you prefer? Do you prefer acting or directing? Or writing?
Right now, I kind of prefer writing and directing right now because it's new and it's a new field to try to achieve things that I haven't done, and it's a bit more challenging. Acting is great for an instant kind of gratification. It's fun to be, in the moment and to be with the other actor in front of the camera and not kind of knowing what's going to happen. And that's a great experience. But I think on the whole, I must say I kind of prefer writing and directing right now.
Thank you, John.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks, man.
Take
bye.
Care.
All right, Dolph, you have to come back to our show when we have a full half hour with you. This is just the conversation's been too great, and we'd love to have you back
thanks.
On sometime in the future.
I love to come back. It's been fun. I appreciate it. Good questions and a great format you guys have.
It very much is. It's great. This Blog Talk Radio is a fantastic forum. So we appreciate you taking part today. Best of luck to you on your movie, and thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. Thanks. That is Dolph Lundgren. His new film is called Missionary Man. It's on DVD Tuesday, January 22nd. If you're a fan of action films, if you're a fan of Dolph Lundgren, this will not disappoint. I mean, he basically, he goes into the town and he kicks ass. This is what we want. it's a terrific movie, a terrific, entertaining movie. I'm sorry our time was so brief, but, he's 15-minute increments. Their journalists come in and out. So you guys understand, but I'm glad that we got some questions in, and I'm glad to see so many people out there in the chat room. Join us on Sunday night. We're working on a One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest cast reunion. Some of the extra kind of cast that we never hear from that film that can testify to what it was like to live in that mental institution for 3 full months and what it was like to be around Nicholson and all those great, great actors in that great film. And we are in the process of booking some big people for this month. I never know when the emails are going to come through to confirm, so be on the lookout for blog postings. Join our friends at Movie Geeks United on MySpace, so you can get all the blog postings and bulletin announcements, because it shows that you are not going to want to miss. But we'll see you Sunday night at 6 p.m. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It's been great fun. See you later, guys. Bye-bye.